garbage, right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it? All that horror crap?
No, but look, even after we were done recording last Sunday, I had like a really shitty connection because I was trying to do something else online. And then last night at around midnight, I was here trying to do some shit, and it seems to be like somewhere between 11:45 and something. Like the connection here just gets fucked up for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Reminds me of a spike in pornography viewing with everyone going to sleep. They got to get that nut off.
Maybe not now with Pornhub deleting most of their videos.
Why?
Some guy did a report on them, how like there was people sneaking in like rape videos and child pornography.
Just sneaking it in.
Yeah, so they just...
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You're a connoisseur, as some might say. Others would say a piece of shit. But if your viewings of that website, have you ever came across child pornography or rape videos?
No, but I don't watch like homemade videos. That's like watching independent movies.
Alright, well let me ask you this. Did you ever click on something or scroll past something that made you question, how old are they?
No.
Okay.
Because, like, again, you'd have to be, like clicking on stuff, and even from, like, the little picture, you can tell if it's quality or if it's bullshit.
So what's quality to you?
You
lots
know,
of fake cum?
Yeah, fake cum. Yeah, just everything's fake. But no, they deleted, like, millions of videos, you know, I guess rather than take chances or whatever, but, it's probably something they were thinking of doing anyway, probably looking at a lot of litigation, and just kind of like to go ahead of the curve. Not that that would stop people from suing them for whatever, you know, like, hey, my little Tommy, he accidentally clicked thinking he was going to see big titties, and it was a little boy getting screwed,
hey,
you know, so,
hey,
you know, he watched the whole thing. He watched it 5 times, and now he's scared.
It's just because the videos are so short. You gotta watch them a few times.
Let's see if he missed anything, yeah.
So there is this, like, it's like YouTube, and users can sign up and...
Yeah, and, you know, they can, so, like, the...
Oh, I knew that. Kyle, he was all about that shit.
Yeah. So
okay,
that's,
I'm
like,
an idiot.
These sex workers, like Good Kyle, like their videos have been taken down, and they're upset because, hey, that's their means of income. But, you know, Pornhub is saying, like, no, this report was right. Like, how are we going to prove this Good Kyle is really 18? You know? He could just be wearing, like, a fake beard, you know, as opposed to his...
I don't...
beard. But, you know...
What are you drinking there?
I am drinking, because it's the holidays.
I thought that was Red Stripe.
Coors Golden Banquet.
Ah, like the frozen Daenerys.
Yeah. Yeah, these were a gift from my friend Roop.
Thanks. 7 ounces of rum in it, and only like a half a can of.
Yeah, so we got this whole bottle of brandy. I don't even know what that's for.
Oh, I love that song.
Looks all fancy, but it's plastic.
Yeah, it's just fucking Italian whiskey. Don't be fooled by the shitty name.
So you can mix that with Coke?
Yeah, I guess if you wanted to.
Let's see if I have a Coke later. Wait, I don't know. You got that kind of thing. My stimulus ain't hit.
Aw, shit. It's great, though. It's dropping right when fucking yearly taxes are due. We'll just be taking that back. Thank you?
Yep.
Fucking pricks. I still got that other one. What was it, 1200?
Yeah.
Yep, that's just sitting in the bank waiting for them to ask for it back. I haven't touched that shit.
I make is going to the IRS. So I know they want their money, so, and this is how I know I'm not getting a vaccine. Said, hey, you might want to hold off on the vaccine because they want their money. They don't want me to die. You know.
Said that.
The IRS. They told me, hey, hold off on that vaccine.
Did they?
Yeah.
No joke.
Until I get paid. Until I pay them off.
Yeah, no. You know, I'm not one of those people. But that seems pretty odd that they were able to get this magical. Two different people were able to get this. And the foreign people who did it. We're only hearing about the American companies. But the fucking, like, under a year? Well, they haven't even sprayed hairspray in a fucking rat's eyes yet. And they're already pumping this shit out to people.
I'd rather die of COVID than just fucking end up with autism, so I'm not
passing. I'm not gonna get it just because it's only been out a year.
Right, yeah.
I get it, your cute little memes with the people vaping and stuff. But that shit's been out more than 8 months or whatever it is, so they know a little more. I'm not putting that in my body. Well, sir, I don't drink Monster Energy drinks either, so fuck you. Yeah. I don't even drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I drink the farts of amoebas that get you drunk when you drink beer. That's what I do, and that's been going on since the medieval times, probably before that.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk to me about you don't know what you're putting in your body, I do. And it's usually wrapped in a condom. So yeah, I don't. All these fucking. I'm just noticing since the tides are changing or whatever. Trump's out, Biden's in. Like all these people who've been preaching tolerance. Tolerance and living together. Man, they don't want none of that shit. They want you to fall in line with their shit or fuck you.
Yeah, and it's all the don't trust
hey,
the government people.
Fuck politics, Joe. How was your week?
Welcome to punk rock. Punk rock.
Yeah.
The government.
It's those people, the motherfuckers with the Mohawks 10, 20 years ago, and now they're just like, oh yeah, the government sent me $600.
Stay home. Stay home.
That's real punk rock, motherfucker.
Wear your mask.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, wear a mask. Hey, one of these days. No, I'm going to work on it this week. A lot of shit's going to be gone, and there's probably not going to be subcategories for, like, full head mask, half mask. At least half of the fucking site's products are getting taken the fuck down. Like, there was some shit I was just going by. It's like, wow, that's already, I've been making that for 5 years. Well, I haven't really been making that. Only 3 people have bought one. And God bless you, 3 people. But, it's just, dude, you'd be surprised how many have sold and how many haven't. It's fucking, it's something.
Oh, I know. I make bullshit too, Tom.
But the stuff that you think.
Oh, the stuff I think is going to sell like gangbusters. Yeah, maybe 1 or 2 shirts.
It's
you know,
just
so
that one person has to be like, oh, shit, and then they buy one and post it. And since other people are sucking off them, they see it and it's like, oh, shit, I got to get one. Well, yeah, I made that like 8 years ago and the mold's all fucked up now. So, sorry, I'll just go fuck myself.
Yeah, oh, I lost that artwork
years ago
when my computer crashed 4 years ago. So I can either cancel your order or redo that artwork. People to say, hey, you want anything else? Yeah, that. Hey, doggy.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't want you to think I was whacking off because I looked up in the little screen and my hand just went down and started moving. Riley came to hang out, so I'm just petting her.
He's watching that video for the sixth time. Oh, little Bobby, no. No, what did I tell you, Bobbino?
He got a spit roasted, eh?
My poor kid.
Yeah, well, that's what he got paid for. He's down.
That's right. You know, he's a celebrity.
From what I saw, he fucking loved it. Okay? Yeah, I don't have anything for you, Riley. You're the one who wanted to come in here.
Riley.
Oh. She's calmed down ever since, but that sucks.
Yeah.
Long December. Bad. One more, and only one more episode left on the Horrorphilia. Hello, and welcome to DWN Productions THC Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts, here, right now, and forever, on BoyGod.com, and for two more episodes, and I guess the rest of the year, but no new episodes, on the Horrorphilia Podcast Network. So, if you are listening to this, go to BoyGob.com. Hopefully, we'll get the feed switched over. If not, the BoyGob feed, I'll find out how to put that on iTunes, and we'll have a whole new feed. If we do, hopefully, it'll just be BoyGob shit. You won't have to type in a bunch of garbage. Yeah, garbage, the name of this podcast. A very, very poor decision.
Bookmark it on your favorites. That way you can just always go straight to it. I know you're going to clear out your browser history every once in a while, but if you bookmark it, it's just going to pop up.
That's not how this works.
No?
They just subscribe on their podcast app or go to BoyGob.com and stream it. But most people just subscribe on the podcast app and then all their stuff's there.
Well, how many subscribers do we have?
I can tell you after. But you can see how many listeners listen per episode if you go to the page. And I just want to thank the 20 of you who listen mostly every week at BoyGod.com.
19, because you got to take off yourself for that one.
No, I did already.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, Jason claims there's hundreds of people who listen, so once January hits, we'll see what the trickle-down economics does for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking 2021.
Wish long December. Man, 2021's going to be great.
Yep.
A long 2021. Yeah. Don't worry, Kyle. We haven't forgotten about you.
Mm-mm.
Well, you'll hear it. You'll hear it soon. Thanks to Kyle, the only one who submitted their stuff. You still got a week to submit you singing Long December without any audio under. Hey, I don't want to spoil anything. You'll hear it.
Yeah.
All right. Riley wants out.
All right, Riley. We'll see you. Riley's going out. I think Tom's just going to open the door and let him out, but who knows? Maybe he's going to go take a dump, too. Who fucking knows what Tom... Hey, he's back. It's good to have you back, Tom.
Hey, thanks. I listen to what you say when I'm gone.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I don't think this was enough for you to get anything in, really.
No.
Oh, hey, well, Tom's gone now. He has surgery next week on his penis and smallment. You know, it's something he has to take care of in his butt.
So, I watched the movie that came out on the first of the year, Tommy. This was called The Gentleman. That's why I'm calling you Tommy from now on, because they don't say Tom in Britain. They say Tommy.
Probably say Thomas. With a TH, or Tom with a TH, because they're fucking assholes.
Well, Domus.
Thomas, yeah, that's about right.
The Gentleman. Guy Ritchie. You're familiar with his work, aren't you?
Is that the Train Spotting guy?
No.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Yeah, I've never seen him.
Snatch. Both good movies.
Never seen him.
And then, I don't know, he got hooked up with Madonna and made some fucking Sherlock Holmes movies. And I guess he decided, well, let me go back and do what I used to do, back when people, you know, liked me and had respect for me instead of, you know, me just being rich. This movie, it's more of the same. It's, you know, like a drug dealer, and people are out to betray him, and it's like, ooh, who's betraying who, but nobody gives a fuck because this movie sucks. It's just a big piece of shit. Redeeming quality is Bullseye. What's his fucking name?
Colin Farrell.
He's really good in it. He's pretty funny. And
that's he was good on the Paddington soundtrack.
But everybody seems to love this movie. Everybody's, oh man, I had a lot of fun with that one.
You know why?
2020?
Yeah, it was one of the only movies to come out in theaters in 2020. In the before times.
Yeah,
You know how Underwater's making an honorable mention?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've seen a few more movies than these people, and that's why it's probably not making an honorable mention for you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why Harley Quinn's making the actual list for me.
We'll get to that.
I thought we did. Didn't you already watch it and talk about it, or no?
Hey, Joe,
did you watch Harley Quinn, boy?
We haven't talked about it. Well, we talked about when you watched it way back.
Yeah, no. Hey, Joe, that was me. Say, hey, did you watch Harley Quinn?
I watched.
The Birds of Prey?
Was it?
The Fantabulous of Pantsimation?
Yeah. It had this long title. And, it was okay. It was an alright movie, you know? This one chick, what's her name, Tanya Harding? She does a fairly good job as a Harley Quinn.
You know her fucking name.
It'll come to me.
Peeping?
Peeping? Tom?
Tomorrow?
No, that's not her.
Yep, totally is.
It is not her.
Mm-hmm.
This is the chick that played Tanya Harding.
Oh, Jamie Presley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not her.
Long December.
Yeah, so it's about Harley Quinn recently broke up with the Joker, and now everybody figures he's fair game, we can kill her now. And that Obi-Wan Kenobi guy, he's playing Black Mask. But he only wears his black mask every once in a while.
Is that a character from the comics?
Yeah, it's a Batman villain. Pretty good villain, but not in this.
Yeah, no, I thought the villain sucked.
He's got his henchman, who is Mr. Zazz, or just Zazz, and he...
That's a comic character, too?
Really good villain in the comic, not so much
here. And who was he in the movie?
He's the guy that cuts people's faces off. And
Did he get pickpocketed? Was he the one that got pickpocketed by the little Chinese girl?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you have a little Chinese girl playing Carol Kane, who is supposed to be Batwoman in the comic. So there's some odd casting and just odd shit with that. That other chick plays the Huntress.
Was that the kind of deadpan retarded bitch?
Yeah.
I thought she was pretty good, but I know nothing about the character or anything.
Yeah, so, I mean, it had some cool shit in there. I really liked the prison break scene and the big fight in the evidence room. I thought was really fun.
Yeah, with all the colors going off and then the blow and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool. Like, I seen a trailer, and it was just that scene. It started out with her running behind the bales of blow and then just getting shot up and her going... And then it cut to, like, all different parts of that shootout. And that's what made me want to watch it. Now, granted, her doing the blow is a very small part of the fight scene in the trailer made it look like it was fucking a lot more.
Yeah.
But it was still worth. I mean, I bought the motherfucker. Granted, it was only like $7. But still, I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, I mean, that whole sequence is really fucking good. And that's usually like the type of action that I don't like. But they made it work in this, you know. It looked really fucking great, even with like the, like, you know, how the camera would just stop and then it would continue on again, and then, you know, all that shit, it worked this time. I think Marvel can really look at this and take a lesson from it and learn how to make a movie.
Yeah, this was trying to rip off Deadpool, and in trying to rip off Deadpool, I think they made a more rewatchable movie than either two of the Deadpool movies.
I'm going to watch the Deadpools right after we're done with 2020.
And I'm not a DC fan, as we talked about. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and...
To be fair, I haven't seen that recut of Deadpool 2 where it's like Christmas theme with Fred Savage or whatever. So...
But this has very little resemblance to the DC characters, aside from Harley Quinn herself, so...
Yeah, like, if this was renamed something else, and it was just a wacky story about this broad, I probably would have liked it a little more. But it was fun, and I did like it, but just the Harley Quinn shit was just like, I'm so sick of fucking Harley Quinn, and I don't even follow DC.
Yeah.
That sandwich, you know, I can understand some people thinking that looked awesome, but have some self-respect and put that shit on a croissant.
I think it works either way.
Fuck you! You want it on a tortilla, you son of a fuck.
It was a good-looking sandwich.
Oh, I wish I could think of the fucking word right now, goddammit. What is it?
Stromboli.
No, you motherfucker. Oh, what is it? Come on.
I don't know.
For sandwich.
Fuck, I don't know. I don't eat those things. What are those things called? Yeah.
Because one of us come up with it, we're going to be like, oh, fuck, because it looks so shitty. It's like some old-ass bread with some meat just slopped in it.
It's just like a huge-ass fucking bread. You know, the bread's that big, and it's like, fuck, I want
hanging up.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that. Yeah. That's more a Cuban thing. Fuck them.
Cuban beanie.
Yeah.
I think it's called the Cuban.
What'd you watch?
I was going to say I watched Homecoming, but I didn't, because that's a Spider-Man's movie. But I watched Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai, a.k.a. What Happened to Little Moan after fucking Race War. Holy shit, if Curran watched movies, he'd love this fucking thing.
I like it.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not in the for sale bin. I think The Dead Don't Die was better. Like we talked about when we talked about The Dead Don't Die. This guy's a weird looking up his ass like, oh yes, I make films. Like that kind of fucking guy, but
he's a Criterion guy.
Yeah. But it was okay. It was about Forrest Whitaker being saved by some wop from getting his ass beat, and now he feels like he's in debt from him or something. So he becomes like a black... He becomes the Tinkerer mixed with, like, I don't know, the Punisher mixed with... I want to say maybe Danny Rand, just because he knows Kung Fu or plays with swords, but he just uses his fist. So let's say, and Venom Pool, because Venom's black. I thought it was fucked up how there's, alright, Forrest Whitaker has a fucked up eye. So let's make sure we show the audience he gets pistol whipped in that fucked up eye when he was a kid, so we can at least explain his deformity. Why we hired this mutant to be our leading lady.
It's the origin story of the cock eye, yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. I think you replied it's like a live-action anime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is, and that was kind of some parts like,
Before Afro Samurai, there was this.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It has some good stuff in there. It's just a lot of it's okay. Alright, the squibs were good. Someone, like, that fucking set had to stink when they were up on the rooftop and shit with all those birds and everything. I don't know if, like, the set decorator sprayed fucking white all over to look like it was bird shit, or if there was, like, really bird shit all over, but he was, like, having those pigeons walk all over him and shit. That was fucking gross.
Probably got fleas and shit after that.
Mites.
He might have. You're right.
What would you compare this to? Because I don't know if I could think of any other kind of... It's kind of like, oh, this is some gritty gangster movie, but he is a black ninja. A big, fat... It's like Beverly Hills Ninja meets Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, it was definitely a genre-bending movie, as they say. And I think it was done before that was like a trend or anything. So he was on top of the game with that. And I think this might be... at least my favorite of his movies. His other ones are just like, yeah, they're all right, you know? They're usually not bad, but they're usually not like... there's not many people I could recommend this one to, whereas Ghost Dog, I think that speaks to a wider audience.
Yeah, if you're a Wu-Tang fan and you haven't seen this movie, you'll probably fucking love it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this movie, you're not a Wu-Tang fan. So fuck.
No, I'm an ODB-ite, but like I like Red Meth are great from How High, but fucking Red Man wasn't even in Wu-Tang. So, but yeah, Ghostface Killa and Raekwon the Chef Boyardee, I was never the biggest fans of, and whoever Squiggly Bob and the RZA. But, yeah, it was...
directing his own action movie this year. That's right.
They didn't have a commentary track, surprisingly. But, what? This was made during the height of the COVID pandemic. So, they had fans send in questions to ask Mr. Jarmusch, the man with a great name, to answer some fan questions. And it's just him answering questions like this. Well, let me think about that. I have stark white hair that looks like I bleached it with animal semen.
Oh, that dick. Because yeah, I couldn't remember what he looked like, and then he mentioned the white hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I wear my sunglasses at night so I can direct Forrest Whitaker.
The pretentious artiste type.
No, that's what I was saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's okay. I'll probably watch it again and be like, oh, yeah, I don't ever have to see this again, and then I'll sell the DVD. I didn't spend the extra $5 on the Blu-ray, and I'm very glad. Sometimes you gotta pick and choose. And I've been noticing all these fucking Criterion things come with books I'm never gonna read. It's like, yeah, that's why it's at fucking Barnes & Noble. It's not really a movie. It's a fucking companion piece to this fucking book.
Right. Sell the slipcase.
I just got Blood Games in today, and it not only came with a slipcase, but it came with another artwork. So if that movie sucks, man, I'm gonna retire. But
big money in that resale bullshit.
But it's from the 90s. And it has goofy 90 hoes in it fighting off rapists or something, I guess. So, it's got to be... I should like it, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
But we'll see. Have you ever seen Blood Games?
I don't think I have.
No? Hey, we'll see.
All right.
It's surprising, because their alternate cover, this is like, yeah, this looks like something Joe probably fucking murdered a girl and whacked off to.
Maybe.
That fucking video.
It's funny, dude. The broad on it, she's wearing like fucking cut off jean shorts and fucking like a cut off wife beater. You know, typical 90s whore shit. And then she's just holding a bat like it's a dick. It's fucking weird. Vinegar Syndrome, you know. You have a lot of movies from Vinegar Syndrome, none of which I've ever added to my cart. But, you know, they have a vast array of movies for different people.
But I usually don't pay for them. That's why I don't have any of their stuff from this year.
Did you get the Rudy Ray Moore shit?
I've got a few of them. I haven't watched them.
Good. A lot of it's just, stuff. You know what? I don't want to say, yeah, you know, it's good. It's awesome that they did that.
Yeah.
So more people would see it, because it's pretty much just a bunch of stuff ported over from the Xenon fucking releases, and it looks better, but again, we talk about, we go watch those old movies and they're 4K or 2K and it's just like, God damn, what the fuck is this bullshit now?
Yeah.
Ray Moore was dead, so they couldn't interview him or have a commentary. There's just this white dude who's like Rudy Ray Moore's the story, and he, you know, he talks like Snow the Informer. It's like Snoop Dogg when he does his white voice.
Yeah, I didn't think there was anything wrong with those old Xenon fucking discs. And their extras, you know, with Rudy Ray Moore just going around shitting by a fence and stuff. You know, that was all right.
It was. It was nice. It was humbling from the heart. Sweet efforts.
Now look, he still got it. There he is shitting by this fence.
Nigga, he ain't divine. What the fuck is wrong with you? Riley, don't say that. All right, what is it? 3122, edit out the word. So what'd you watch, boy?
You need to enter in there. Don't say that. I watched VFW.
Could have been awesome.
It was good. You know, like I said, it's I said online, it's a John Carpenter tribute film through and through. It's a remake of Assault on Precinct 13 with washed up actors in it. And I don't know, it was decent. It was fun. Some of it was meh, you know, they could have done better there. And like, hey, this is dumb. But for the most part, it was entertaining. For 2020, it's fucking great. Yeah, I dig it. Like I just said, you know, it takes place in a VFW. There's no fucking Hispanic vet in there that's just pissed off at the world. You know,
he's like the Tweety Titty Twister.
Yeah, I guess so. And yeah, because, you know, it leaned a little towards that movie, too. But yeah, too bad it's a Cinestate flick. Fuck them, you know? But I dug it.
Yeah, I mean, it annoyed me that they were just like, oh yeah, look at our fire bars we're using, and look, we got those barrels on fire. You remember when the movies, they had the barrels on the fire, and there was the fire. Oh, shit, look at these lighting gels we're using. Isn't that awesome? We got lighting gels and fire, motherfucker. So I was just like, all right, I get it. And then the bad is just this little wiener guy, and it's just like, come on. Any of you fucking coked out homos or whatever the fuck, you guys, just two of you could have overtaken this guy and stole whatever fucking drugs you wanted. So it was just that dude being the bad. It was like, fuck you. It should have been like some big giant half pig motherfucker with spikes coming out of it. Ho ho ho, I got the flow, motherfucker.
A little sunglass.
Yeah, not one this little wiener guy. Turtle shells on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. But just anybody but this little wiener. Even if it was like a half cyborg in a wheelchair or something, anybody but this fucking little wiener guy. He's like, Fred Williamson died because of this little wiener guy? I remember him doing interviews like, huh, I ain't going to be in a movie unless there's three things. I like it, I get the girl if I want her, and I don't die at the end. Now she's like, oh, fuck it, need the money. At least I'm with Norm from Cheers.
For 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to, like you would think this would, yeah, this is right up Tom's alley. Nope. Just no. Trying too hard with all this fire, lighting gels, and just that wiener guy being the big bad. That fucked it up big time for me.
See, for some reason, I remember you liking this.
And, what?
Well, okay, that's what I remembered, but we've done a lot of drunk episodes. And when I was watching it, I thought that same thing. It's like, this doesn't seem like a movie Tom would dig at all, you know, aside from, like, maybe this or this. But it's
hey,
just...
Fred Williamson's in it, and the guy from Tales from the Crypt movie wasn't that bad.
Yeah. And again, I usually like that kind of synth score, but this one was trying too hard to be John Carpenter.
Yeah, again, that whole thing. That was like The Strangers, too, when they're just trying to be so much of a throwback.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, for 2020, you know, I dig it, but it's not something I'm going to go back and really watch again. It may make my list by default.
Yeah, I'm a Fred Williamson mark, and I do not have this. And it's readily available at my local Walmart on Blu-ray for $10. Do not have it.
The guy from Karate Kid, now from Cobra Kai, he was pretty good.
Oh, is that who that was? The business suit guy?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you gotta sell, baby, or whatever the fuck I'm here for to be the dickhead?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know who the fuck that was. I'm sure he had to be someone to everybody else, but the main guy, maybe? Was he anybody?
I don't know who he was.
He was just some dude.
Somebody said there was somebody from the Warriors in it. Was it that guy?
Oh, the Warriors fucking sucks.
But the main guy was pretty good. You know, he did a decent job in his role.
It's fine. But when you have all these names surrounding him, you're just like, oh, trying to figure out, so who are you? Why are you here? And that kind of takes you out of it. You're thinking, well, who's this guy? Was he maybe in Sleepaway Camp 3 or...
The little girl that ran in the bar that caused all that shit, she was terrible. She was just awful.
A lot of it was.
Like, her shit was written incredibly poorly, and she could do nothing to help it out. She was just a lousy, lousy little actress. Probably somebody they found here in Dallas. I don't know. Like, the main villain is probably, again, somebody that's, like, worked with these people before and...
Yeah. I thought that was Paxton Gilmore, star of Lars the Emo Kid.
Haven't seen it.
You'll like it. You'll cry. It's heartwarming. It's a heartwarming movie, Joe.
We need heartwarming in
2020. Do we?
I don't know what the fuck we need. I don't know. Well, what did you watch, Tom?
I watched... A Twisted Tale, the story of Spookies, or something like that. Not a fan of Spookies. This and Neon Maniacs probably watched within the same week. Because I've always heard, oh, these are these lost movies that you gotta see. They were so good from the video store era. Granted, this was probably like 10, 15 years ago.
That people were saying that? Because I was like, you can watch those movies anywhere.
Well, now, sure. Yeah. But no, this is... You know, back when movies were like, oh, I gotta find this one, and Vinegar Syndrome wasn't just putting whatever on Blu-ray. I was like, okay, man. I'll watch Spook... Like, I like Gabe Bartalis' shit for sure. But a Leprechaun, Brain Damage, Basket Case. So, you know, this, not even the monsters really look that good or anything. It's a mess of a fucking movie. And yeah, the documentary, it's just, you know, talking heads talking about how mess of a fucking movie it was. It's just like, yeah, if you just hook up with some foreign guy and they say, I wanted you to make a movie for me how I want. You write it, you direct it, you do what you need to, but it's going to be how I want. It's going to end up fucked up, right?
You would think so.
Yeah, and it did, so.
But that's how he walked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucked.
You know, that's work for hire, man. You do what they fucking tell you.
Yeah. And that, oh, I can't believe they did this. And they, it's just grumpy people, mad, yeah. Old grumpy people bitching about shit from 40 years ago.
That they got paid for and they're still getting paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's punk rock, man. Do what they tell.
Goddamn vaccine. Yeah, so, no.
Put your mask.
No. Surprisingly, though, I didn't put it in the for sale bin. And now that I'm saying this shit out loud, this should be in the for sale. So yeah, next time I go through the fucking walls, and it's definitely getting pulled.
So anybody going to the Houston Horror Pop-Up?
No, there's a few, dude. Because I got like a stack of boutique DVDs and Blu-rays like that that I just need to put up on eBay. Because I'll get like $100+ back, not just... Like, I might fucking... I'm not going to have time to make shit for the show.
Well, nobody bought From the Hood 3 this weekend.
Hey, that's Joe, we'll get to that next week. We'll get to that next week. I know, we'll get to that next week, Joe. Because, a spoiler alert, last week we didn't tell you what we were doing this week. However, right now, I'm going to tell you next week, it's our best and worst of 2020. So now you know. It's the year-end wrap-up. Put a condom on it and let's get sucked by dirty whores.
Yeah, dirty
whores. No, Joe, you don't say yeah to that.
No dirty whores. Tom, I watched Most Wanted. You've heard of this one, right?
No.
The 2020 release. Most Wanted.
I'm going to go get a beer.
All right. Well, Tom's going to get a beer. I'm going to tell you about Most Wanted. This movie is a based on a true story movie about those Canadian coppers and how they needed to make a bust. And so they found an informant that said, hey, I can give you this guy. He's been importing shit from Thailand. And it just turns out that that guy was in Thailand, and he has the same name of somebody that had been running drugs. So the cops set up this big bust to get him to go back to Thailand, make a big fucking buy, that way they can bust it and look good and get more money for their department. Once they find out, hey, look, it's not really this guy, they just, well, we need to shut that, you know, hush that up, because we've got this investigation going. They do it, the whole fucking drug deal goes all wrong, but the guy, the young kid, he still gets busted and gets thrown in prison in Thailand, which really doesn't look like a whole lot of fun. Looks like a lot less fun if you're an American, but yeah, so it's about the guy that looks like Ethan Hawke, but he's not. You know who I'm talking about. He plays the... you know, one of these two cool for school reporters that, like, you know, does the inside stories and is always looking for injustice in the world. And he exposes the cops, and his life is threatened by the cops. But eventually the story gets out, and the kid is released, and he's redeemed, and all is right with the world. This is a pretty good movie. This surprised me. I thought it was just going to be some bullshit that I was going to have on, just have in the background, but it turned out to be pretty good, and I'd recommend it. It's a one-watch thing. After you watch it the first time, you'll never want to see it again, but it's decent. They did a good job with it.
Sorry about that. Beer was outside, and then coming back, I was rushing, and I made good vodka, yes, and I slipped in the mud and almost tore my nutsack open.
Yeah, so it's cold enough out there to keep the beer outside?
Shop?
Oh, I thought just outside.
Oh, no. So how is Most Wanted?
It's worth a while.
Long December. I heard you. I was here the whole time.
Oh. He has a secret door to outside right there.
You ever watch Art School Confidential?
No.
This was made by the fine gentleman who made Ghost World and Crumba. You remember that documentary?
I do.
Crumba.
Crumba.
Yeah, they were both better than this one. This one started out pretty funny, like, oh, shit, this could be better than Ghost World. It just kind of gets up his own ass again. It's funny, though. You might like it. It's just like making fun of artist types and shit like that. But then at the end, it just gets a little too much. And it's just like, all right, wrap it up. And it's long, too. So. Queebs?
Queebs.
If you're a queeb, you might love this movie. If you liked Ghost World and you're running out of movies to watch, give it a shot.
Who's in this?
John Malkovich. Ethan Suplice. He was the guy who was looking at the nice little schooner Magic Eye and Mallrats.
Well, has that movie not aged well?
The main guy from the first Hatchet movie.
Not Mallrats 2.
Goddamn, Clerks in the Mall or whatever. Mallrats Go to Heaven.
Yep.
What's her nuts? The newest, not the newest, the 90s, Morticia Adams, Houston.
Houston. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Bunch of other chuckle fucks. You'll laugh for like the first hour, and then you'll be like, how the fuck is there still an hour and 20 minutes left?
But it's the same guy that did the comic, right? Daniel Klaus, that did the Ghost World comic, right?
Klaus Kinski, yes.
Klaus? yeah, I haven't read this comic, though.
Yeah, I'll probably have this one at the horror pop-up. $5 if you want. Long December and I gotta pay my taxes.
Oh,
if I don't pay my taxes, I'll end up like you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't pay my taxes.
Yeah.
Just make them wrong.
Dead wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Roll up to Hillside Manor. Talked a little while about the years.
I watched, finished season one of Sacred Games.
Is this the Johnny Quest and Haji live action series?
Just Haji. Johnny Quest is nowhere to be found. Haji's all grown up. He is on the force now.
It's like the Rugrats.
Yeah, so he's yeah, he's a cop. He's not a very good one. And then he stumbles onto a conspiracy with the cops. There's fucking corrupt cops in India. Just like Canada, there's corrupt cops in India. Corrupt politicians. Corrupt religious leaders. Corrupt movie stars.
Corrupt anals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit ain't good in India, you know?
What has it been? They just let cows die in the street and don't move them till they're bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Muslims versus Hindus out in the street.
Hindus!
And it's, you know...
What
all
do Hindus? Hindus!
This is a good show. I recommend it for you people that like episodic television. But if you don't know how to read, skip it, because it's subtitled. But it's good. I like it. Sacred Games. It's on Netflix. You know, rates for Netflix just went up. And you know, but hey, it's 2020.
Did it? I pay for Netflix. And I don't watch it.
I think it's up to $13.99 now.
For what? The one screen?
I think I have three.
I got just bare bones standard one screen. Fuck you. I don't watch it. My mom watches it and Katie and Ty watches it. That's just on there because I fucking eat their Amazon Prime like a motherfucker. If you people don't know, Amazon Prime's where it's at. Fucking Netflix.
Yeah, but you pay for shit on Amazon Prime. You're like, oh, look, I'll pay for that.
Oh, dude, I got credits.
You're basically renting movies is what you're doing. You're paying...
No, on Prime, there's a whole shitload on Prime. Like, you can go forever with just watching shit on Prime, like the actual Prime movies, but they got stuff you gotta pay for sure. But I build up those credits, like, hey, you don't want this shit so fast? We'll give you a dollar if we can ship it a day later. Sure.
Nah, I want it this day. Fuck y'all.
Fuck it. I can save three packages and watch a new movie for free. I'm cool with that. I watch shit like Barney Berman's Wild Boy. Hey, we'll get to that next week, baby. Spoiler alert. I watched Olivia. I thought this was going to be one of your weird sex movies because I got it from the Vinegar Syndrome sale.
Wait, is this the little pig? The PBS show?
I think that's Peppa Pig.
Nah, there's a pig show named Olivia, I'm sure.
Is there?
I don't know. Where the fuck are my spectacles go?
Well, I can guarantee you this. Vinegar Syndrome didn't release the complete Peppa Pig or Olivia series on Blu-ray. Unfortunately, they released this piece of shit from across the pond and America, I guess. It sounds cool, like a little girl's mom's a prostitute. Nice. And she watches. Double nice. But then a guy kills her mom in the heat of the moment. And she grows up to hear voices of her mom that says, fuck Johns and kill them. Fuck the Johns and kill them. And she does. And then the guy who escapes or whatever moves to Arizona and she follows him there, but so does the husband. And it just kind of sucks. Like, this, I got this as part of the sale, a blind buy. I thought, yeah, I've never seen that, Joe. That's Nickelodeon. That's not even PBS.
Nickelodeon.
Come again now. But yeah, it just sounds good. Like, oh, prostitute killer who hears voices like Jason. This is going to be great. And I guess the mole WAP made it. So if I knew that, I probably wouldn't have bought it. But hey, you know, Vinegar Syndrome just lets you add to your order, so you just get drunk and be like, oh shit, the sale's still going on. But I don't give a fuck. I'll be able to sell that shit for like $5 more because people are fucking stupid. So
they are. You're all fucking dumb.
Like, the Vinegar Syndrome, I never worry about how much fucking money I spend on that. I'll watch, if it's a good movie, I'll watch all the shit that's on the disc. If it's bad, I'll just sell it, and I could just sell the slipcase and make more money than I paid for the fucking thing. So that's kind of my thing when it comes to Blu-rays and DVDs in general. I'm just like, all right, if it's a blind buy, what's it going for on eBay? Can I even it out to where it's just a rental purchase? And most of the times I do. Or get more money, so it all just kind of evens out.
Yeah.
So I'm not this big baller, just buying and fucking everything I can. I fucking make sure that I can flip this shit if it sucks. Don't get it twisted, son.
No. You come on over at the end of the month and we'll watch that live stream together, Tom.
What live stream?
Forget it.
I do have to
cheers, Tom. How were they?
I'm going to pick up a whole shit ton of latex.
Special features. How were they?
for Olivia? Yeah, I didn't watch that shit. It fucking sucked. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's worth it if it's good. I'll fucking watch everything and be like, all right. But if it sucks, I'll be like, someone's going to fucking pay for it.
Tom, I watched the South Park Pandemic Special.
Is it good?
It's got some laughs. You know,
I haven't watched new South Park in years, and you know how much I love those hoes.
But, you know, South Park got to be a thing to where, like, man, I can only watch maybe one episode a year, and they're all the same, but,
I'm sure it's funny. Yeah. I like their stuff, but it's just, like, wrap it up.
It's like shit, putting a mirror
like
to society.
Simpsons, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, I didn't laugh as much as you would expect. I mean, it's like, this is shit we've already said. You know,
well, that shit came out months ago.
But it came out in September, but that's
long September.
Had already, you know, been joking about and making comments on and everything. So I'm pretty sure these dudes were listening to our show, picked up some fucking, you know, material, and just did a special.
Joe, your audio's getting fucked up. What time is it?
Too late.
Fucking pricks.
Too late. Fucking Pornhub. Pull down more videos, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if I'd watched South Park, I'd laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, there was one song, you know, and I know white people love comedy with a song, you know. Oh, that fucking Hamilton. That's great, you know.
Yeah, it's just that fucking wrap it up and do something else.
Fucking musical.
I know that made them millions and billions of dollars, and Comedy Central, I'm sure, is just throwing all this money that they can't walk away from. I mean, I don't want to tell them how they're living their lives, but as a fan, it's just like, let's see something else. Orgasmo's my favorite movie, and I don't even watch South Park, so it's just like, come on, let's see something else. I mean, That's My Bush was pretty good. A lot of people didn't like it. That's one way to do satire, political satire, and not be a complete waste, a complete fuck. Like, that show was funny. It had the great Kurt Fuller in it. But we'll talk about the other ham-fisted shit later. It's like, how clumsy can you fucking be? Your fist in a pig and you feel the back of their teeth, you might be a little too deep there, sir. We'll get to that, though. Hey, Joe, I watched part of Ghoulies. No, I didn't. I watched part of Ghastlies, a Ghoulies ripoff.
Ghastlies?
You never heard of it.
No,
it's
I have.
It's a no-budget little rubber monster movie, even though they're not rubber monsters, they're felt, so they couldn't even get that part of their homage right. I turned it off fucking halfway through, and I was just like, you know, I don't really like little rubber monster movies. Brain Damage is awesome, but most people wouldn't classify that because there's not a couple of them running around a college campus. So, wasn't for me. Maybe if you're a fan of the little rubber monsters, you might like this until you realize, oh, they're Muppets.
But remember, they're not. They're like the kids that come to Tom's door to sell stuff. They're felt.
No one comes to my door to sell shit. No one comes to my door to trick or treat. Granted, we got a giant gate around the fucking thing, but yeah. The last time I remember having trick or treaters here, I dressed up like Jason from Jason Goes to Hell and hid in the bush. And then I guess the kids were too young. I can't understand how old kids are and what not to do. I'm a fucking hermit, so my fucking level of how to deal with people is weird. It's always been fucking weird. People might find it uncomfortable at times, but I don't mean anything by it. I'm just a weird, creepy dude, I guess.
I agree, buddy.
I don't mean anything by it.
No, I, for one, am glad we're not sitting in the same room together when we do this show. It's as long as we have some distance, you know.
Because of the coronavirus.
Yes, yes, yes. Social
Hey, speaking about social distancing, how was the pop-up erection market you did?
It was, I always have a good time, Tom, but it was...
It's one of those.
It's not as attended as I thought it would be. And like, check this out. I'm rolling up. Me and Roop are rolling up, and I look over, and I see the dude from Licks. Do you know who that guy is?
C-K-S?
L-I-X. He's usually set up at Frightmare, sells, like, a lot of clothes, a lot of chick clothes and kid clothes. Kind of high dollar stuff, but he's from New York, and I don't know if he drove all the way down just for this, but I mean, it's a pop-up.
Did he look happy at the end of the show?
He looked all right. Yeah, but I don't think anybody did all that well. I couldn't complain, but I didn't really have any expenses, you know? I didn't travel far.
This is what I'm going to say. What I've been noticing, a lot more I've been noticing, it's weird, like toy shops and shit are bringing in celebrity guests.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I heard, like all the people I've been seeing, they're the low, like you don't have to pay them that much and they'll come, and that's why you always see them. You got to switch it up. You can't just rely on the same person, because after a while, people met them. They got their picture. They got their autographs. You got to bring in different names to draw the people back and more people. I don't know how many times this past 2 weeks I've seen Sleepaway Camp popping up at here and there.
Well, she's everywhere. She'll go wherever you want.
And that's what I'm saying, because it's all very inexpensive. That's why she's working, not knocking her. It's like, okay, there's a pandemic going on, and she's been in Texas 8 times this fucking year.
But the thing is, like, when they do it, you'll notice, like, hey, yeah, I've got this thing set up for this day, so they find things that they could do the day before.
No, I know, I understand, but that doesn't help anyone.
No, it doesn't. It certainly doesn't help the person that initially brought them in.
Yes, no, for sure.
To me, that's kind of fucked up when they do that.
I've done that before. Like, it's okay, look at a show. Who's coming in? Hey, can you shoot for an hour or two with us? I think that's a little different.
That's totally different.
Hey, come to my show. Right. To fly you in for.
Right. Come to our set and then, you know, buy an autograph or whatever. You know?
Yeah. Ooh, definitely not that.
Write that shit down. Yeah, so I know that kind of interferes with it, but also it's late in December, you know. Late in December, and most people have already got their Christmas shopping done, or they're fucking broke, or they're like me, they're like fucking dreading the first rolling around because all the bills are due and rent's due and shit like that.
Oh, the first January is fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how you pay your insurance, but I pay every 6 months.
Yeah.
Just like, blah! Taxes, blah, blah, blah. Not just your yearly taxes, but for that quarter. Mm-hmm. So you got to pay that quarter. And say, oh, well, this was just estimated. So you owe this much for the rest of the year. And then you got, normal bills that come in. And then your credit card bills from whatever you put on January is a fuck bucket.
Yeah, it's a rough month for sure. It's always...
They should have made long January, and I'm going to hang from a tree like my name was Joe. Joe, relax.
And then business dies down because everybody's broke from Christmas.
And they're dead from the coronavirus. Yeah. You got to start selling suits.
Well, that's good.
At least you won't have to change your logo too much.
Right.
I'm going to start making coffins. Come, hey, Kiss did it. Fuck you. You want your Alazulu coffin? We'll make it happen. Fuck. Kiss did it. I definitely seen that shit before. But urns, I think you got to start out with.
That's right.
got to test the market because it's cheaper.
Talk about that more when we're watching the live stream.
See, that's where you got it, because I don't think it's a live stream. I think everything was pre-recorded, but I'm not sure. Oh, cough. Kiss sure does fucking put out a lot of stuff. That was always funny when ICP would get mad at fucking Kiss for ripping them off, and then they just put out as much stuff as they did.
But the people that were there were spending money, you know.
It's the Kiss show.
I sold some issues of Man Thing.
Did you to me?
How about that? No, not to you. I sold some issues of the fucking Nightbreed comic. So yeah.
Well, I mean, all horror related shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's all they took was horror related shit.
That makes sense.
Eric, the horrorholic, he bought the Werewolves and Wheels copy that I was selling. So yeah, good time.
Oh, hey, bro, you can't see my. Was he wearing the bandana?
Was he? I don't fucking remember. I don't know.
Was he drunk?
No. No, but that's probably because he had his little doggy with him. Yeah. You don't want to drink and drive if you get your doggy. Kids and everything, whatever, but if you got your doggy, I mean, that's tragic if something happens.
It's not often you hear Joe go, it just did. Hey, Joe, you got a big box to open up, or?
No, forget it. You got a little package to open up, though.
Just talking about his dick because of the foreskin.
Because that big box says do not open until Christmas. This package here doesn't say that.
Hey, can you turn... Oh, it doesn't matter. We're not fucking putting a video on this.
These pauses you hear in the audio, this is when Tom and I...
Just drink it.
I'll take a drink at the same time, because we're not fucking professionals, and we don't...
No, it's the Christmas episode. Why wouldn't we be fucking drinking?
All right, well, we're drinking every episode. Fuck it.
I watched Shitmas this past weekend. What?
At some point you switched from that drink you had to beer.
Not only beer, but seasonal beer.
You still have pumpkin beer.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to go pee-pee.
Oh, fuck. As you can see, Tom still has these issues with his testes going on, so he has to pee. I think the doctor recommended every 20 minutes. It's part of this thing he has going with these compression socks. So these things, what they do, I mean, it says in the name that they're compression socks. So they compress the urine that travels down the bloodstream into his legs, and it compresses it back into his intestines. So... This regulates the flow of urine so he can get it out, which is why he'd been having like all this shit go on with his legs and why he had to get a special chair and stuff. But things are going good for him now. He's he's pissing right now, so you know he's regular again. And hey, how's it going? We got a special guest there, but she can't hear me. She's looking for Tom, I guess. Maybe. He's pissing. He's pissing. He's regular. So we had a special guest appear, Tom. There, just a cameo appearance. So, yeah. We had the HEB Employee of the Month on. We've had Riley. So, yeah.
It's the Christmas Spooktacular.
Now for our special guest, who is going to sing...
God bless you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Sorry, Stan. So we had Shitmas this past past weekend.
Thanks for the invite, buddy.
See, I was thinking about doing a virtual thing.
Is that why you called me in the middle of the night?
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my, sleep.
So either you or Alex called me in the middle of the night, but I was passed out on the chair.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I don't give a fuck about you.
Fuck you then, man. Shit.
We watched three movies. One of it was The Night. The letter B, the number 4, Christmas. And this was a quote-unquote urban animated special that aired on Cartoon Network a couple times, I think. This has one of the voice talents of Charlie Tuna from the Jurassic 5, which I'm a fan of. But this was awful. The animation was ugly. The character designs were fucking ugly. Two of the characters were like anthropomorphic dogs, but they got locked in jail by a record mogul who had like regular guard dogs outside the jail cell.
Like one of those things that goes on top of a baby's crib that goes in circles?
That's a mobile.
Okay, this is
a mogul.
Oh, you said mobile.
Mogul.
Okay.
With a G.
All right,
Mowgli.
Yeah.
And he was like a fat Japanese guy with a Hitler mustache. He looked like, what's his name, Mr. Fuji.
A Mogel.
Miguel.
Hey.
Hey, mamma mia, flipping a tortilla now, eh?
Hey, put it in the stromboli.
I Kyle you. But anyways, this sucked dick. In the back of the box said, like, 70 minutes. And about 15 minutes in, we were all trying to tap out, like, what the fuck? Charlie Tuna's in it. Like I said, he's a fucking rapper. They have, like, singing segments in the fucking cartoon. And they had someone else to do the singing for him. It was fucked. Ari Spears is in it, your boy from Mad TV. I think he plays Elvin, the elf, who leaves Black Santa Claus to rap. Join the rap game. It's bad. Luckily, it's one of those videos where they add the fucking runtime of everything that's on the disc and tell you that's the approximate runtime. So they added the widescreen, the full frame, the extra music videos, and the making and the trailer all into one runtime. And this was only like 21 minutes, thankfully, because it takes a lot to turn shit off and shit fest. And we got through this one because it was only 20-some minutes. But
so during the musical segments, does Jolie K. Smith come out and start dancing around?
If she did, someone would have got fucked. I mean, right?
Yes.
Oh, shit, she's on screen. I can't stop from fucking someone now.
Yeah. I think they deleted all her shit from Pornhub.
I spilled beer all over my pants. Now it looks like I pissed myself. Thanks, Joe.
It's all about regularity, folks.
Hold on, I gotta suck.
In the break. Yep. Compression equals regularity.
And then one of the shitfest viewers have been saying, well, can you let us pick out movies? We'd like to pick out movies. And I said, sure. Bring a shitfest worthy movie, whatever you want. I don't care. And this time, the Christmas edition, they finally decided to bring a shitfest movie, which I was told they just picked up that day because they had to pick up something they felt. Not a Christmas movie.
To pick one up and then wait till the last minute to do it.
Yeah.
Kind of like how I prep for this show.
Yes.
Okay.
So this wasn't a Christmas movie. I was looking at it and I was just like, this looks foreign. And it was. It was some stop animated movie from Norway. called Mission to the Moon, which was really like Lucas and Laika do something. And it's an old man, a duck, and a hedgehog. And a lot of this was like Norwegian humor because it was semi-political. So you'd have to like be a Norwegian to get the jokes and shit. It was just this duck, old man, and hedgehog trying to go to the moon for some reason. And they do and come back and fuck it. It was middle of the road, bland as fuck. No real place and shit fest. And then we watched...
The only thing I know about Norwegians is from watching the thing.
And Vikings and shit, right?
I haven't seen Vikings. But go ahead.
No, I mean, just in general, Vikings and shit came from Norway and, you know...
Maybe.
Nordic stuff.
Who knows? Seemed like a bunch of pricks to me.
Yep. And then I watched Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever, starring Danielle Roebuck and Aubrey Plaza. Black Bear herself is the voice of Grumpy Cat. Surprisingly, I bought this, I should say. This was part of that little $10 gift certificate Best Buy sent me that I had to buy other shit for. But surprisingly, it was laughable because you could tell no one gave a fuck and they were just doing it like as a goof. And I guess this was like some big Lifetime special because in the commercial breaks they left it on there. Grumpy Cat would come back and say like, oh, you can tweet me and this, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And they had these like little interludes and shit. And the broad who did Grumpy Cat, you could tell she didn't give a fuck. And at the end of some of her fucking words, she just go, meh. Like, she would have just said, meh. After her every fucking sentence, it would have been great. It's not a piece of shit, like, why am I watching? It was fun garbage to watch, because you could tell they didn't care. They knew they were making hot fucking garbage. It was what it was. During the movie, I looked up the mall and called them, but they were closed and no one picked up because they shot this in a mall. I just wanted to talk to the motherfucker that they were there. It was in Canada, too, so I don't know how long distance charges work now.
Don't find out.
Yeah. But if I could just talk to one of them, hey, were you there when they... No, but Jim was, bud. Let me get him and he'll talk to you about the Grumpy Cat, eh?
Hey, Jim, hey. You might want to get on the phone, Jim.
But yeah, that was definitely the one who was like, wow, I thought this was going to be the worst, and it was all right. That is not in the for sale bin. That'll become a shitness staple, I think. It was good. But a lot of it was good because you could tell they just didn't give a fuck, and they knew what it was. They were having fun with what they could, and oh, hey, we gotta go stop that guy. It was good. Yeah, that's all I got there, mate. Bloke. Tag. Hey, Riley, you. He's not a bundle of sticks or a cigarette. He's a
Don't
stick.
Don't say that.
Hey. Ask your fucking mama, bitch, the ICP don't play. Hey, wicked clowns, pulling down our drawers. Tell your mom to suck my sack and fiddle with my balls.
Y'all tune into
that
live stream.
They're not friends, I don't think. But it's the holidays. They should make up, all things considered.
It's all about unity.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
It's like those punks say, we're all in this together.
Get vaccinated. Trust the government.
Sons of bitches. Yep.
You want to find someone who's not full of shit? You go talk to a hobo. They'll learn you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
You watch anything?
No.
Hey, Joe. You like whacking off?
Yeah.
Joe. You like democracy?
No.
Hey, Joe. You like the Gremlins?
Yes.
I never did.
Hey, Tom.
I just want that to be known. I said the Howling and the Gremlins sucked a dick. I just want that to be known.
You like voting, Tom?
I liked Small Soldiers.
I do like the Howling. I like Gremlins. Did he do Piranha?
I can't remember.
Let's say he did. I like Piranha.
Hey, why are all these fucking idiots fielding? I'm a master of horror. With a smile, because that's scary.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but why would you want to be pigeonholed as a director in a fucking genre?
Okay.
Wouldn't you want to be known as a great director and not like, hey, I'm a great horror director? Oh, so nobody really got you to do some good shit.
Some of them, like Wes Craven wanted to get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Toby Hooper and fucking John Carpenter wanted to be away from that.
Well,
but in the last couple weeks,
at the end of his career, Stuart Gordon started doing like oddball, like different shit, for sure.
This is going to click when I set you. I'm like, yeah. In the last couple weeks, I've been listening to more background noise, documentaries, audio commentaries, whatever. And it's always, oh, they started off in X-rated and softcore movies, and then they moved on to horror. There's your answer.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I knew that was definitely true with Corman. Not Corman, Wes Craven. But Wes Craven did...
What's this nuts? Friday the 13th guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cunningham?
Yeah. Like, that's... Oh, they wanted to be... But when you start out with dick-sucking movies... Like, I get it. Everybody fucking does it. But, you know, to say, I'm going to be the guy that shoots this and puts it out to the world, then you're going to be put with a stigma, and you're going to have a glass ceiling... Where a gore movie's as high as you're gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's just the way the world was, and maybe is. Who knows? Give it a month.
So yeah, I mean, on the other hand, you had people like they don't have William Friedkin in Masters of Horror for some reason.
They don't have a lot of people, which we'll get to in a couple weeks.
Right, they don't have people that actually did shit and then ventured into horror. And
they had the guy who made Chocolate's Friends.
Mm-hmm. The guys that he knew or that he set up a round table with, or rumored or whatever.
Hey, we're all going to meet up at the McDonald's.
And,
we're all going to meet up at Jerry's Deli / Bowling Alley.
And I think Gremlins is a lot of fun. I think The Howling is fucking outstanding. I think Homecoming...
When's the last time you watched it there, Yosef?
About 3 years ago.
All right, can you watch it sometime this week? Can you take it with you in your backpack of love? And
probably not.
2 weeks... Can you watch it sometime soon so I can say, fuck you, it's the a la Zooli Loo?
No, but I'll probably watch that live stream. I'll probably
It's not a live stream. It's all pre-recorded, Joe. I think. I don't know. I don't know shit, really. But I think it's all pre-recorded.
Well, let's fucking...
That would make sense to edit everything, make it look good.
Yeah, I've seen a few like that are not live streams. Like, I think Wars was like that. And it was pretty good.
Were? Is that with an E-R?
Wah. Homecoming.
Oh.
And I know...
Welcome to masturbating with the masters of horror, yes?
And I see what you're doing, Tom. You're diverting the conversation because you don't want to talk about this piece of shit.
Hey, so tell us all about Homecoming, and then I'll stop you at the best part.
It's about a guy that him and his lady are ambushed by some driving zombies, and the zombies are coming to kill him, but he kills her first, and then we flashback to when they met on one of these
bullets. Hey, let me tell you how this started.
Yeah, so he met her on one of those political talk shows, and they've got opposing views, and he says something.
So fucking clumsy. Is this supposed to be CNN? Is this supposed to be Fox? We don't know, because we're not sure what we're doing. They just threw some money at me, and I didn't put it in the budget. I put it in my pockets and bought myself a couple sweaters to add to my sweater collection that I'm known for wearing. I look like Hey Arnold. I just wear a sweater with this little fucking collar popping out over it. They call me Football Head.
I don't know what that's all about, but she takes him home and fucks him, and she's like the worst dominatrix around. Like fucking, like, tame as shit, and it's boring.
Or some wax in your penis hole.
So they're perfect for each other, and then some fucking zombies come out because they want to vote against George Bush in the next coming election.
How did you find that out?
Because they show up at the polling station. They just
One shows, hey, are you Squiggly Jim? Yeah. Oh, well, you can go vote over there. Okay. Here's my voting. Oh, I'm dead now. I laughed so hard for minutes that I know bullshit had tears streaming down my face because it was the dumbest fucking shit I've seen in so long. I forgot everything about. I remember Homecoming sucked. I remembered it was just some political bullshit, so of the time, like that Bliss shit. There's like, hey, that sucked. I don't give a fuck. Holy shit. I lost it. Dude, I was in fucking tears by how silly that shit was. How is this what you do in Masters of Horror? You make just everyone giggle. And it just, they're in the fucking scene where they're in the fucking airplane hangar, and they just have all the flags draped over the coffins, which is probably just corrugated boxes because he lined his pockets with the fucking budget. And fucking, oh shit. They don't explain it, but the zombies don't really talk. Maybe because it hurts. Maybe because, I don't know. But the Daddy Soldier. I thought they didn't want to talk. Why would he say that? This was so clumsy and ham-handed. Awful. Awful. Not as bad as Chocolat. Because it's had some, like I said, no bullshit, literal tears were coming down my fat cherub cheeks when this fucking idiot just fell over at the early voting polling place. Man! I voted! Suck the dick. Well, that's fuck the 2000s.
That's because you're a heartless bastard, Tom. You're not taking into consideration the main character and how he shot his brother, and that was a repressed memory. That I don't fucking know.
Shit. I'm a retarded kid. I don't. Hey, with your support, you can get this adorable blanket. Oh my fuck. You, like, this looked the worst. This was easily the worst looking episode. Like a few others, this was based off a short story. Like, what the short story was, I don't fucking know, but I'm sure it was updated for the times. And, like I said, Joe Dante, I don't give a fuck. You can love Warner Brothers cartoons all the fuck you want, son. I'm Hanna-Barbera for life, so fuck
it's,
you.
It's like you said at the beginning, it's like, McGarrett got all his friends together.
Yeah. But I think he only thought Joe Dante was his friend. You know, and it was like, hey, you know, you got this budget. I'm getting all my horror buddies together. You can do whatever you want. And Joe Dante never really liked McGarris. And he's like, you know what I want to do with this money? Fuck you. That's what I want to do.
So buy sweaters.
So, yeah, this is complete horse shit. I don't like anything that's preachy, that fucking disguises itself as entertainment. This is
like
just...
if you thought that Bliss shit from Dance of the Dead was up its own ass, and, oh no.
No, this is all agenda. This is bullshit.
Yeah, it sucks.
And fuck you, Nicotero. I thought you were good at this kind of thing.
I mean, the zombie makeups were okay, but, I mean, the Jennifer makeup was okay. I'm thinking, I don't know, and I'm not even saying this is my mindset. I'm just thinking, they were just like, oh, this is TV. We can do it a little less then, because it's not like the fucking science of... the industrials of prosthetic makeup advanced that much. Okay, maybe they used foam latex and not silicone.
Sure.
Sculpt it a little better to make it look a little cooler. More like source material, I guess. I've seen the zombies in Day of the Dead. They look way better than Homecoming.
Well, they mean, not Dawn of the Dead, that's for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, that could have been just one of their things, just like, oh, it's TV, we're just going to do this so we can keep a little more money. I don't know.
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan of the series anymore.
I liked it. You're just like, oh, never go back to shit you watched when you were kids. Nigga, you was 45.
But yeah, before we started this, I would have said, yeah, Masters of Horror, fuck yeah, dude, that shit was... Make me want to cry.
So I got to piss again. Talk about Spider-Man's.
Great success, I like.
Oh, fuck, so it seems like Tom did not read Spider-Man's this week, and that's why he's going to take a... It's like, it's not time for him to piss. As I said, that regularity should have been 5 more minutes before the sock squeezed that piss back up into his leg, into the little testes. But fuck it. Spider-Man, I believe this was issue Amazing Spider-Man. Issue 45 continues the cliffhanger from last month, or last week for us, in which the Lizard... was out on the crawl. Something like that. But anyway, he fucked up Spider-Man's last time. Messed up his arm. Now Spider-Man's is in a brace. First thing he needs to do is beat up some crooks to see if he still got it. Can I still do this Spider-Man thing with my arm all fucked up in this brace? Yes, he can. He just beats up some dudes and then swings away. And, yeah, fuck, you know? And then we cut to, like, the office and Jameson. There's some shit that's thrown in this issue that's just fucking thrown in for nothing. Shit with Jameson. Shit with,
Come to my weddings.
Leeds and fucking Brant, they're planning their wedding. And, you know, at one other point, we flip to Aunt May on her fucking vacation. Who gives a shit?
Bring me soups now.
And then it's
just go in cars with people who will drive me because I'm a vapid piece of shit whore. You think I was the love of your life? I just use men's like any broad who looks like me. I just the fucking use them for the rides.
And then we got
Thanks
the Watson
for the ride, lady.
The scene with her bringing soup to Peter Parker. It's like there's a lot of filler.
He dipped his nuts in it and said,
in this issue, and the rest of it is him fighting the Lizard. And the Lizard...
him whacking off.
...notices that fucking Repticon was going on,
Maybe so he said, like, hey, is this where we're supposed to be? I don't know. Are you a wrestler? I was Akeem the African Dream. God damn it. Oh, you'll want the reptile show then, yes, sir.
Just go to the next building behind ours. Just follow the sidewalk. So he can get all these reptiles, because that's his goal. Fucking the lizard wants to turn reptiles super intelligent like him to wear a lab coat and purple Hulk pants and take over the world. But Spider-Man ends up stopping him. And like, what's he do? Oh, puts him into the freeze cart on a train, because trains have freeze carts.
That's where they keep the dead bodies.
Yeah, and freeze carts will slow down a lizard's, what do you call it? Metabolism.
DNA.
Whatever.
Skeet, skeet, skeet. No, that's the other man. Because Mesquite never leak out this rubber man.
Just slows him down, and then Spider-Man puts him in a web cocoon, cures him.
Oh, what? A web what?
Into the issue.
Racist fuck. I heard you.
It's, not a good issue.
So web cocoon.
But Romita's art's pretty good. He draws a really fucking good lizard.
It's the best. He draws the best lizards.
I'd say he does draw the best lizards.
Pants and
I wouldn't. I'd say there's nobody else that draws the lizard better than him.
I'll say this: he did stray away from the model, which I'm sure Stan Lee didn't appreciate. But he made the snout just a little bigger in some of the fucking panels. So I appreciated that, because he knows this looks fucking stupid. Why would he have this? He's a fucking lizard. He doesn't have this. He has a bigger... And he tried to do that in some of them. So it looks a little different than Ditko's, but not enough that people would be like, Doom. Doom.
Oh, the storyline where it's the crocodile, not the lizard.
Crocodildo.
Yeah. Fuck that dude.
You're just a racist. That's all that is, you fucking Canadian hating fuck. For real though, you were pretty good. You always keep shit from me because you like me to be surprised when I watch these things, and I appreciate that, but you were great on Corner Gas, the animated series. Man, when you showed up as Brett the Hitman Hart, your old gimmick again, I say, God damn, Jose made it to the Great White North. Boom! And then I said, Pop and Molly, I'm sweating. It was good. Watching the third season, I'm about halfway through. Probably a little more than halfway through right now. I don't remember a lot from it.
No.
It's fine to watch and to have on, but if they put it on DVD... I think I'd remember more, just because that seems to stick with me, and the only time I have time to watch actual TV or streaming or whatever it is now is
Cyber
when I'm...
Nanny.
Yeah. No, but that's on, like, in the shop. So whenever I'm not in the shop working, which I did, I found the fucking whole 18-disc collection for $30 shipped, so I bought that today. But, like, if I'm just in the house and watching something, it's just like, I'm fucking about to pass out. So nothing retains, really.
So the nanny was, what, 3-4 seasons?
Dude, it's 18 discs. However fucking long that is, that's a bit.
No, there's got to be only, like, 4 episodes per disc on that shit. Because I think I looked that up, and I think it said it was 3 or 4 seasons. I remember that thing being on for, like, 50 years. You know? It's, I don't know.
How many seasons did the nanny sitcom run for?
6 seasons. According to Wikipedia, the nanny is an American...
There you go. It's an American Jewish animated spectacular.
The intro sequence is animated.
Do do do. She's the president. Resident. Oh no, that's my Bush. Oh, she became the nanny. And then after that, like they have fucking two. No, Joe, you got to come back. Come on. now it's just me talking to myself. I gotta wait for you to piss? What am I, some kind of fucking asshole, Jethrule? You're a piece of shit, Joe. Anyways, head on over to Fast Custom Shirts, where you can get fucked in your mouth by a grown pit bull, if you're into that kind of thing. Hey, Joe. What the fuck does that say, Juicy Pekka?
Juice Pack.
Ah, the Brian Peck of beers. That makes sense, you'd be drinking it. So what was I saying?
That you suck.
Oh, yes. They got 2 hours of the nanny, and then 2 hours of Will and Grace, and then another hour of the nanny. I feel very at home with my manhood to know that, yeah, this is the gay block of TV. Fortunately, or unfortunately, whichever way you swing, I think Will and Grace is one of the worst shows ever. I couldn't even get through a full episode. Like, I tried watching it. That was just like, I know fucking the nanny's just about a bunch of rich homos, but this shit is just a bunch about a rich homos, and I don't give a fuck.
I have seen a few episodes of the nanny.
The nanny's surprisingly funny. It was weird. No, Friends sucks a dick. Don't be fooled into that shit. But Nanny is actually funny because it's just about a bunch of whore jokes, really.
What else is your fucking era? Like, Mad About You.
That sucks.
Caroline in the City.
That sucks. She fucked a duck. You remember that?
The one with Lara San Giacomo or whatever the fuck her name was. I don't know.
You remember the Norm show?
No. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, for like the 5 seconds.
A vampire dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that shit on fucking... As soon as that came on, I pre-ordered that shit on DVD, and now it's worth like $8 million. I got a list. Everybody look at me, cause I got a fucking list. Whoop! I got a list. Whoop! I got a list. Whoop! Hey, Joe, what's your honorable mentions on this motherfucking list?
Okay, explain something to me. Like, so I was talking to somebody about that movie that I watched, Spring Break. Palm Springs.
Ah, yes, the very average as fuck movie. If it wasn't released in 2020, no one would remember it.
Pretty good movie, but like
it's very average romantic comedy that
like,
would just
I'd never seen this guy before because I stopped watching SNL because you know I fucking
I don't know.
Like I wasn't
you're
in high school.
Talk about Saturday Night Live. I don't know.
They said that's where this guy was from, yes. And that he was like the one that sang like "I'm on a Boat" song, and I'm guessing that's what you were singing.
Yeah, I thought that was a real song
because they were singing that song, and it sounded just like what you were singing. And it's like, God,
everybody
you know.
Look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. Yeah,
so I've had to listen to two assholes singing this song that I don't fucking know that I guess people your age think is funny.
No. Okay. So I didn't know until we went to, like, maybe 2 days after we went to Pancakes and Booze that time.
That you're a
prick? Because that just popped on and I was just like, oh shit, yeah, I remember this song. I thought it was just like a silly song that some people made to just make fun of.
Like the Curly Shuffle?
Yeah, and then, it was. But it was made by embarrassing shit. I didn't know. I thought it was just this thing. And it was, but it wasn't by the people I would have appreciated making it, I guess. So I felt silly for... That was me dancing, if you guys couldn't see, which you can't. But Joe's smiling.
Thank you. I was like, man, I'm fucking glad the viewers can't see this, or the listeners.
Man, if the gathering, Eshop, fucking Violent J came out, killers run up in this bitch. busting off shots, hitting mirror balls, laser lights, and people on the top. I'm looking for the DJ, cause he don't see it my way. I'm about to blow him out his headphones and split some maybe K. I was fucking elbow dancing to that shit.
Yeah, but I'll film Tom doing that. Or watching the
a
live.
Late date. So yeah, what were we talking about? This list and how you love Palm Springs, even though it was just some generic ass romantic comedy.
And we'll be wearing our faces.
I really feel with this Jewish guy. He likes to drink, and I like to drink, and I'm Jewish.
Not for you because it's heartfelt and you've got no fucking heart
either.
Yeah, you don't. You got no heart.
2020, you wouldn't pay it a second mind. You like to say, "Oh, I don't like it. It's a family movie bullshit."
Hey, Tom, if it wasn't 2020, I wouldn't have even watched it.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Like, it was okay.
Like a lot of our shit, but it's 2020. It's pretty fucking good.
I got some good shit on my list.
No, you don't.
Not this one, but
no. Your list is always shit. So, this was Tom's suggestion that we do our top 10 Christmas holiday movies or Christmas set around Christmas. Some bullshit. I don't know. I was drunk when he said it.
These were holiday movies or holiday specials. Whatever you like to watch around the Crisplins.
Inside the French home invasion movie where some crazy bitch comes in to cut out some other bitch's baby, and she does. Inside.
What the fuck, I cut out your baby. Or sorry, babying. Isn't that how you guys say it? With a B-E-A-N?
Shazam! Again, DC shows you how to do a comic book movie, just like Birds of Prey. It's like they got it going on. Marvel, just fucking pay attention to what these guys are doing.
We're having fun here, but don't throw your glasses down like that. You might break them.
Treevenge, the short film about Christmas trees that want to come back and fucking take their revenge on people.
Have you ever seen Trees or Trees 2, The Root of All Evil?
No. Ronin.
Hey, Joe, listen.
The William Friedkin classic, the spy film, and they're chasing a case. You know, they've got to get this fucking suitcase back, and it's just a big chase film, and it is fucking great. What were you saying, Tom? First Blood. It's the first Rambo movie. Takes place during Christmas, and they just want to fucking kill Rambo because he walked into their town. Tom.
Hey, speaking of killer tree movies, give it about a day or two. I'm going to pop on this feed or at boygob.com with another special little Christmas bonus. Because next week, I don't want to talk about Christmas movies, so that'll be fucked. But I got a couple more I'm going to watch before Christmas. So I'll pop on here, hopefully before Christmas Eve, so you can hurry up and scurry and see if any of these movies are worth the fuck watching that day. So, you know, you got to do your elbows. Got some hoes in the house. Got some hoes. Yeah, you got it. So, yeah, give it a couple days, and hopefully I'll have a short little episode for you guys to do, listen to, I guess. I was going to say whack off to.
And I will also be recording my own episode.
Which, it'll be awesome to see
without
Joe
Tom,
try to find out
it,
how to.
It could be a good episode, you know.
No, see, as Joe said earlier, he was so grumpy, I didn't even want to ask him, hey, when you're with La Familia, do you want to come and no! There's just a couple, but still, I don't want to talk about them next week. It's like, Christmas is over. Who gives a fuck?
Only if everybody passes out before me, and that's a possibility, but right now I ain't saying shit.
All right, I'll let you know if you want to.
All right. If I want to.
if you want to, maybe you're the one who said we're going to have to pause this one and pause the next one. You said, hey, maybe we're going to have to pause it longer, and I don't want to deal with Grumpy Joe.
Yes.
I can deal with him, no, but I don't want to.
Like, you're thinking that all the 19 listeners are just fucking waiting for that show to drop on Monday, that they're just watching the fucking screen. Like,
no, it's just consistency. You get people used to what it is. That's how podcasts are.
I know you're getting used to consistency.
On a certain date.
Because you got that whole 20-minute thing now with your regularity, but fuck.
Joe, okay. I try. I'm trying to get you to give a fuck, but you still don't have headphones.
Headphones.
Track it. Oh, drink it. Come on, drink it.
A live stream.
Drink it.
Now I'm curious. Is it going to be a live stream?
It's not. Dude, it's technically a live. I don't know. I don't work. I'm not a fucking. I don't know. Hey, Joe, what am I at? Honorable mentions, I got Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. Garbage Day, remember, that's a horror fans classic, right? And then I got It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the Christmas special. Naked Danny DeVito comes out of a pussy sofa. That's cool, right? And then I have the Jim Varney classic, Hailings from the Great State of Kentucky. Ernest Saves Christmas. And then I have the Arnold Schwarzenegger classic, Jingle All the Way. He gets that Power Man or Turbo Man figure. And then I have the Bryan Singer's boyfriend classic, Krampus. Joe, number 10.
Attack of the Ninjas. Hold on.
What are you doing? You're supposed to say you're number 10.
What are you doing to me?
Why you not ship, my friend?
Why you do this? How can you treat me this way? Number 10 is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation
2.
I haven't seen 2, but I want to.
Great Adventure.
Eddie's Revenge.
Sucks a big dick. We talked about it before. It sucks a big dick. Like, Joe, you got a big mouth. It ain't big enough to fit around this big dick.
That video's been taken down from Pornhub, by the way. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is a lot of fun. Still, it's a good fucking Christmas comedy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Fuck you, man.
This is one I watched half of recently because I bought the DVD, and I said, "Oh my god, this animation is not good, and it's not on model at all." But that's okay. It brings back memories of warmth.
Memories.
And that is a Yogi Bear's Christmas Comedy All-Stars Special.
Let me hear you, Yogi Bear.
Hey, Joey, it looks like you're sitting on a boo-boo.
Fuck, I thought we had that kind of long show for a second. That's pretty awful.
Hey, playing boom to the moon, Joey. Got some hoes in the house.
Got some hoes in the house. Yogi. No, that's an enemy store. What the fuck is it?
Enemy.
Jack Frost.
Fuck that. Hey, the hose, so he nibbles on my nutsack.
Still, that Stone Cold Killer.
Hell yeah. What?
That rapes bitches in the shower.
What?
It's a good movie. Jack Frost.
What?
You look over there. Got a little Jack Frost, little snowball guy from, but that's from Jack Frost too, which did not make my list. Jack Frost. Chillin' and Killin'.
I have a movie that'll probably make the list next week, which is Killer Raccoons 2, Dark Christmas in the Dark. This is a movie about taxidermied raccoons that hold miniature AK-47s and whatnot on a train while they shoot at people with fake mustaches on, talking in silly accents. It's good. We'll talk more about it next week.
That's right.
I paid $25 for this DVD. That's how much I liked it.
It is the raccoon remake of Under Siege.
It is. Did you watch it? No. Number 8.
Rocky. Something like that. I don't know the song. Working hard now. Sucking cock now. That's a great Christmas scene where his, not brother-in-law at the time, but his ugly-looking woman's.
That's right, Joe. I have Emmett Otter's Jughead Christmas.
Grabs
Jim Henson classic with
shit
Otter's
on his, sister.
Ain't no
like,
hole in
hey,
the washtub.
I will break your arm so you can't. It's great. Yeah. Barbecue.
Number 7.
Silent Night, Deadly Night 4. The Initiation.
I thought that was a toy maker. I was like, that's a good one.
This is
the one with Bill Moseley?
This is the best one in the series.
Okay.
Definitely.
Is that the one with Bill Moseley? No.
It's the one about the cult, you know, and they're fucking doing some witchy shit, and they're like all fucking melting to each other at the end.
Society.
Yeah, same director as Society, and that guy, he can't...
Flying using the eye like the reanimator in jails.
Yuzna could not make a bad movie if he tried. He is like the fucking best. He is a master of horror.
Have you seen Beneath?
Hey, fuck you. Number.
I guess not. Or maybe. Number 7, Black Santa's Revenge. Starring Keenan's dad from Good Burger. Better watch out. You better think twice. I'm putting all you motherfuckers on ice.
You just can't stop with the IPC.
The Wicked Clowns and Project Borg. Number 6.
Full Metal Jacket.
Blow the Man Down. Dicky Too Big.
He says, hey, today's Christmas Day. Chaplain Charlie, he's got a special message to tell you.
Charlie Chaplin.
I don't know. He says it's Christmas, so one of the scenes takes place in Christmas.
I have the X-Men animated series Christmas special with the
you
Morlocks.
Should, you might as well put this as a... As a fucking video, so people get to see your little dancing and shit.
You got it. It's here.
This is the most active you will ever see, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, this... I was thinking... I gotta go pee.
Me too. What did I tell you guys about that whole compression thing and about regularity? Like, I think he threw those socks into the dryer... And they're fucking a little tight tonight. So he's having to piss a little more than usual. But that's okay, because that's all about his health. And we want Tom here for at least 6 more months.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of putting this on YouTube. But then you said you forgot the box, and I was going to buy a Santa hat and beard and shit. But you fucked it all up.
So you fucked it up by forgetting to buy the Santa hat and the beard and shit.
No.
Yeah.
I hit you up a few days ago and said, hey... Don't forget to box. And what happened? Just like my dad, you forgot to box. That's okay. In 10 years, you're going to have dementia too. Boom, boom, chicka, boom, 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 chicka, boom, 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 boom. You went grayer before him too, so I'm a little concerned for you.
Oh, we've been talking about your health all night, Tom, but don't worry about that.
I know.
When you re-listen to this, you'll see.
I know.
But, you know, we love you, dude. We love you. We love those socks. Oh, fuck. Oh, those are nice.
See, you can't lift your leg up that high, but I can. Yeah, don't try, dude.
Now you can. Now that you got that chair.
Yeah, I can suck my own cock.
That leg-lifting chair that you got.
It's the anal's lifting chair. It lifts my rump up.
Mm-hmm. Number nine.
No. Number five.
Yeah, wait, what?
Number five.
Bad Santa.
Bad company till the day I die. Right?
Yeah, Bad Santa is fucking great. We've talked about it on the show before. We don't have to talk about it again because it's fucking great.
Bartel classic. Mm-hmm. You loved eating Raul.
Criterion, Tom.
I have Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the Killer Mutant Snowman. This time, it's in the Bahamas.
Chilling and killing.
It's pretty good. I don't like it as much as the first one, but it's still good shit. As you can see, everything I've been naming has been good shit, so you're not going to miss out on any of my top tens as long as you pick one of them. Fucking snowballs. Remember that from the first one? Just like, fucking, what's the difference between snowmen and snowballs? He says snowballs, and Shannon and Elizabeth started sucking them.
We love you, Shannon. The City of Lost Children. The French, whatever his name, Junet, classic. With your favorite, Ron Perlman. That's a good one.
Pearly man in the house, pearly man in the house, pearly man in your mouth. Friday after next with Terry Crews. Trying to rape the guy, Cat Williams. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Friday after next is good shit. I haven't watched the first Friday all the way through. I know. I know. But Friday after next, the Christmas one, is the best one.
Yeah, so as I was flipping around through HBO Max.
Oh, shit. XXX.
Thank you for that code. I saw they have the Friday trilogy on there or some shit. And it's like, hey, you know what? I should go back and rewatch all those.
Watch the Christmas one.
Yeah, because I haven't seen that one, or if I have, I don't remember it. And I didn't remember Harold and Kumar doing a fucking Christmas thing either.
Third one with Danny Trejo.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, so I'm going to watch that one.
I'd watch it with you, but when Blockbuster was going out of business, I bought that DVD, and Colonel was like, oh, I've never seen this. Can I borrow it? I haven't seen it since.
We'll watch it after the live stream.
What live stream? Dicking hoes down south, dicking hoes in your mouth. Seriously, yeah. Joe, I don't know anything about whatever the fuck they do on my own thing.
Attack of the Ninjas.
I know they're doing that, but I don't know. I'm my own thing.
I'm just saying I would like to watch it. If you don't, that's fine, dude. That's okay.
I'll watch it with you.
No, it's okay.
Shit, I don't even know when it is.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Fuck.
I won't then. Yeah, if we're not going to review it and talk about it, I might have been able to get you a code to watch it.
You know, if you're not a fan.
I don't know. I don't, like we talked before, if it's not on DVD or on regular-ass TV, I'm probably not watching it.
I believe it's on the 30th. I was going to throw on my face, and just fucking kick back and...
You need one, because I'm looking at you right now, and I want to puke. It looks like your fucking little black hair that's clinging on to life looks like your fucking chin's trying to make an anals.
Tom, you look 40 years older than you are.
Fuck your anals.
You don't even
you look 298 years older, you mummy-looking fuck. I drive a cab for the Wings, and they pay me nothing. I'm supposed to be an Italian, but I talk like an Arab, and I don't know, because I drive the taxis. But the men in black, they come and fuck my anus that look like your chin, Bubba.
Keep compressing that piss.
No. Got some holes in
get
the
it out of the varicose veins. Hey, I'll be back.
Hey, while Joe goes to get another beer, just remember, he's struggling. Go to fucking fastcustomshirts.com and get you some bland-ass fucking shirt on a bland-ass fucking shirt. He needs it. Joe doesn't give a fuck about colors because he's racist. Everything's going to be black on white. He's going to say, I'm reversing the black, inversing what's right. J-Rock, baby. He doesn't know. He looks like the motherfucker wears a hat. He was spinning her. Hey, Joe's back. Got some hoes in the house. Got some hoes in the house.
Oh, this is the one episode I won't be sharing.
You have to. It's the Christmas spooktacular.
I don't know. I've been sharing them too often lately.
So, you have been.
I have been. I need you to get back.
It's because of me, because I share it fucking everywhere. And Joe will just show up in these random groups I don't even know he's a part of and be like, oh, Joe Garcia, like this post in this random-ass horror group.
But Joe you can't get enough of me, I was on Horrorville.
Oh, well, I fucked the pig this week. And
but I'll share it. I'll share that on the DWN's page.
Oh, sorry. Great. After I already did.
I've been all over the place. All over the
place. I've been everywhere, man. Licking tuna from cans, man.
It's been a while. Big Riverwind free. Blah, blah, blah.
Can't see me, but I dance my ass off. Number three.
Oh, you got the booze, you fuck.
That's all I do, baby.
Number three is Dia de la Bestia. Or as you like to say, Day of the Beast.
Is that the one that nigga turns into a cicada?
What? Don't say that.
Dun 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 dun.
It's about a couple of dudes and a priest. They're out looking for the Antichrist that's about to be born on Christmas Day. The Day of the Beast.
It's this the is getting of beast.
A re-release pretty soon from our homies at Severin. But they didn't get me to do the shirt, but I already have a shirt. I've had this shirt for years on fastcustomshirts.com, so you can go and get it there. This is a good movie. Alex de Iglesias' shit is really good. And I think this is his first film, so...
So it shows.
It's fucking great. It's really great.
Nah. You're just trying to suck up.
No, it's, they don't listen
just
to this
trying
show.
To suck the spunk up.
They're not one of the 19 that listen to this show.
Someone will, though. The world's very small. And he'll say, Joe,
getting
Jose, he did not suck enough of my spunk up.
Oh, Tom, shut the fuck up and send me your number three.
Let's see, 100%. That's what they call someone who has to say it for the biz news. My number three is gotta get a gift, 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 gotta get a gift for Splinter. Unfortunately, we didn't watch this shit. This was like a combo breaker. The last six or 7 years, we watched the Ninja Turtles God-Awful Christmas special. But I couldn't find it on the hard drive, so we watched Guns Akimbo instead. And you know, I thought Harley Quinn was better. They're similar. But we'll see next week when it comes down to it. Number two.
Brazil.
Right?
No, it's soccer.
Brazil.
That was great. Oh, that touched me in the anus. How was it? Good?
It's great.
What's it about?
It's about the future and how you're fucked.
Is it because I sit on this chair upside down?
No, dude, that chair's helping you. So I'm you know, I joke with you a lot, Tom, but that chair, it's helping.
I know, you do. A little too much.
I know, but it's helping. And we want you here for at least another 2 years, brother. And you know,
okay, brother.
If we get those 2 years with you, I mean, that's going to be great. And if we don't, hey, well, fuck, you know, life goes on, but...
You won't fuck. You're not going to fuck my dead body, you homo.
Well, then shit you can do about it. But anyway...
Hopefully I can come down like those movies from heaven and avenge my anals from being...
Don't worry, because you can't come down. We'll be coming down on you.
I'm going to come up from Jewish hell.
Number two.
I have the Trailer Park Boys Christmas special. Every year I watch this. As I wrap presents on Christmas Eve, and then I go down naked, except for a Santa hat and a plastic bag around my Johnson, and I put the presents underneath the Christmas. So every year I watch it, and I get pretty drunk.
As opposed to today.
Hey, I drink... I didn't drink yesterday, but I was planning on it because we were supposed to record yesterday, so I was planning on having a 3-day drunk. But really, lately I've only been drinking when we've been recording this. But since it's the holidays, number one,
Rosemary's Baby. I think the scene at the beginning, she's Christmas shopping. Christmas fucking movie.
Joe, well, my number one comes to no surprise. Do you have any guesses what it is?
Paddington.
That's good. And I'm sure time does fly by, and Christmas technically happens during the course of the movie. But no, it's one of my favorite, not only Christmas movies, but horror movies. And if we were doing a top 20... movies in general, it'd probably make it. And this is Jack Frost, Attack of the Mutant Killer Snowman. It's not the best. I'm well aware that it's not the best of its time.
But these lists are not about the best or whatever. These are our favorite.
This is my favorite, and I fucking love this movie.
Right. You know what, Tom? I'm glad you love it. I'm glad you have something to like. Buddy.
And you know what helped me loving this movie? That the director of this movie actually bought stuff from this movie that was made to replicate this movie. So I feel like a big man saying, yeah, I charged you for your own shit. So that was good. But yeah, it's great. I was just like, oh man, I can't believe you're buying this. I just wanted to say thanks. You know what I heard from him?
Nothing.
Rickets. Oh, bloke, he found out about me because I'm an Irish mate. Or English.
Like, you know, you ever think he's buying this just to give to the lawyers?
Haven't heard shit yet.
Well, it takes a while.
It's named something different.
Mm-hmm. Now he
I
sees
think
all
it's called the bathtub rapist.
Now he sees all this money that you're making.
Dollar bills. Yeah, hey, website ain't back yet, but it will be.
Let's wait
like
till this guy starts making money and then lay paper.
Half this stuff will be gone.
Because who knows? Because maybe there'll be a... You know, we got pictures of him on his site.
That's what I'm saying. FastCustomShirts.com. Thousands upon thousands of t-shirt designs from your favorite movies, from across multiple movie companies. You like Canon? You like Universal? You like Lionsgate? You like New Line? Paramount? MGM? It's got some of those. Vinegar Syndrome.
Bring it. You can't.
Cash rules everything.
Can't take
down.
Money from
Green,
nobody.
Get the money.
Got
ghost,
it.
Ghost but dog, Tom's, y'all.
Tom's got that money. He's got. He's fucking
I
raking.
Don't have shit.
Yeah. Look at the size of his yard. Fuck. This motherfucker's got money.
Yeah, just because I live out in the fucking
no,
woods.
No. That's his. That's all his. Big ass fence to keep the kids out. You know?
Not just big ass fence, but big ass ants. Mm.
Yep. Fucking made money on movies, had movies on fucking Amazon.
Get money, get bread, get hungry, balls. Get fed. Bitch, I'm the boss.
Distribution for fucking,
What do you got, Joe?
Huh? What are you talking about?
What do you got? We're fucking 2 hours and 15 minutes in. I'm talking about what you got.
What do you got, you fuck?
AIDS.
Sorry, but I warned you about that.
You wrapped it up.
I said, like, this is it's like the best lay you'll ever have, but wrap it up. Wrap it up! I'll take it.
I bet you will.
Wrap it up!
We don't have to put your hand. It's just.
Yeah, you do. That's
it's
how
like
they
you're barely dancing because you're so gangster.
We'll do that live stream without you. Fuck you, dude. You ain't no fan.
But I'm a Motley Crue. What are we... Oh, okay. Say, are we going to wrap this up and you talk about stuff? But I guess you're opening presents.
Tom sent me a package here. It has... Oh, fuck. A Stanley action figure.
No! That's an actual dolly, you fuck.
Oh, fuck. This is horrible. You know why it's horrible, Tom? This looks just like him. Fuck. Or it looks like the guy from Barney Miller with a mustache and glasses. He had a mustache. Look at these ugly-ass white shoes he's wearing.
It's pretty good. They made a deathbed dolly.
Fuck. Legends. Marvel Legends.
That's not. I was going to buy you a Marvel Legends. They released like an original Peter Parker. Where he wasn't in Spider-Man head or anything, but I thought that would be funnier, where you can suck his cockles. There's the shoes you saw. Yeah, but I thought that was pretty funny.
Right.
It's an actual dolly, which you make fun of.
Right, it is a dolly. So if you want to buy this at Horror Rush...
That's all right. I've sold presents before.
Here's a Bryan Singer autograph.
Hey, now.
My collection of pedophile autographs.
Yeah, after a while, I couldn't keep having all that on my account. I had to switch it up. Why does this motherfucker keep buying?
There's a history of this. Mm.
Joe, it's been a good Crisplins, right? Everyone's...
Yeah.
I don't want to do the year-end wrap-up, because that's next week, but if you're listening on the Horrorphilia Network of Podcasts...
Thanks for listening for all these years, if you have been.
That's next week. I'm trying to tell them, just go to boygob.com to keep
for the listening. If you're not going to follow us
next
over
week,
there, goodbye.
That's next week, goddammit, Joe.
So anyway, if you want to listen to the live stream, we will be there with you.
This is going to be the fucked up part. I'm going to hit you up on whatever day this is going on. And I'll be like, hey, dude, you want to do a fucking review or live? No.
The 30th.
Yeah, so you're going to do this? We're going to watch it and you're going to fucking talk about it?
Yeah, you're going to come over to pick up the latex and we're going to watch that
you're
shit.
You're going to be in Corpus.
On the 30th? No. Let me check the calendar here. Wednesday? They can't be having it on a Wednesday.
Let me write this down because I might be seeing you Wednesday. No, I can't. I can't do it then, but I'll explain to you later why.
Okay.
If you want to watch it, we can definitely talk about it, and it, I'm sure it'll be our best highest rating episode.
More than likely. Hey, you need to open your gift, though.
No, I forgot it in the shop.
The shop.
You want me to run out there and get it?
Yeah, run, though. Run.
I can't slip again. Okay, let me run out there and get it, okay?
Yeah, I thought you had those traction socks.
Okay, I'll get it. Hold on, okay?
Okay. Okay. Go. One, two. Tom is running out to the shop. It's quite a distance because he lives on a fairly big estate, because the mask money, unlike the t-shirt money, which makes no money whatsoever, the mask industry is fucking huge right now. And oh god, so much money. So you know, it's profited so much from this pandemic, and so much money has come in. Tom is just swimming in it. Swimming in money right now, and it just comes in and comes in like he's burying a lot of it in his backyard, you know, Pablo Escobar style. It's just so much money that's unreported.
Hey, sorry about that. Forgot it was right next to me the whole time.
All right. Have some good running, Tom.
Now it's buxom. Now I'm going to open it upside down.
Did you say you're buxom?
Yep.
Look, he's got
it. It's a Russ Myers box.
He's got an X-Acto knife.
I don't. I have a pen.
No. An X-Acto.
Oh, baby.
Best Macho. I got a best
friend. Oh, I was just like, he sent me DVDs too. Oh, never mind. These are mine.
Yeah, I threw you yours back.
Nice. You know, you use the fingertips when you do it.
Right.
I got some news for you, Joe.
It's a perfect gift for the eczema patient.
This is not leaving the package.
What?
This is going on my DVD shelf as one of my collectibles.
Well, it is painted a little different. Look, it's got a signature on the side of the box. I don't know from home.
Is that it?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a basketball.
No, that's a signature from somebody.
Fuck, hold on.
No, that's not that what you just showed me. I'm sure that's somebody's signature.
No, those are the lines that are in a basketball.
No, it's a signature.
Ooh, baby. Ooh.
Or a spider.
But I appreciate this for sure, because that is definitely going to be reused. So, hey, everybody, We had a lot of fun here. DWN Productions ain't going to be open till probably the first of the new year. So before that, you head on over to www.basketballjones.com. Get yourself a nice, fresh, funky shirt.
Girl.